Finding the turning point. One key to an evolutionary transformation for today's world is to find a pivot point, the turning point of change, where a shift in a community's thinking triggers life-affirming change before the tipping point of collapse and suffering occurs. Such a turning point for Cuba would have minimized the suffering from the loss of oil imports because the resilient principle of spare capacity would have already led the nation to find alternative fuel sources. The fact that the Cuban people chose resilience after the fact is a testament to the power of resilient thinking and the fact that it's never too late to implement the changes that get us there. When we consider the potential of discovering such a turning point for the world today, before we reach the global tipping points of peak oil and imploding economies, the implications are immense. In the following section, I'll identify just such a point and the potential that it holds. During the years I worked for Fortune 500 corporations, I was trained in crisis management and as a problem solver. So it's very natural for me now to think of our time of extremes from this point of view. When I look at the convergence of big shifts in our world today, it definitely appears that we're in a time of crisis. Just as corporate projects are often over budget and looking for 11th-hour solutions, the problems we face have become more expensive to address, and especially in the case of greenhouse emissions, we're now beyond the 11th hour. As I mentioned before, the fact that the crisis, or in this case, multiple crises, still exist is the best news we could hope for. Because the crises are still with us, it means we still have the time to meet them with the turning point that can lead to transformation. And because the key issues we're facing are global in scale, it means that the scale of transformation that's possible is global as well. The key here is to find a place to begin. We need to identify a turning point issue that addresses multiple crises while meeting as many of the human needs identified in the studies and the reports as possible. Once such an issue is identified and demonstrates the benefit of resilient thinking, it will lay the foundation of trust and goodwill for the next big change or milestone on our journey of transformation. So what is our turning point issue? When I look at the crises, the consequences, and the needs stated from so many different perspectives, two choices stand out beyond all others. The first turning point is that the thinking to make resilience a priority must be in place. Assuming that this is, in fact, the case, the second turning point issue is energy. The reason energy is a perfect candidate for the turning point we need now is that energy is the common denominator that touches nearly every aspect of our global and individual lives. It's a factor in each of the crises that dominate the landscape of our future, including climate change, food production, and the world's economy. The source of energy that we choose to meet the needs and demands of the world directly impacts the concerns stated in the World's Economic Forum Global Risk 2013, the UN's My World Reports, and the NIC's Global Trends Energy Reports, and directly addresses others as well. It also lays the fertile ground for solutions of social change, a new economy, and the environmental concerns shared almost across the board. Clearly, energy can be the game changer that eliminates the competition and the use of war for securing limited resources such as today's fossil fuels. If we can get the factor of energy in the equation of transformation right this time around, the trust and goodwill created will make transforming the remaining factors, such as food and economics, much, much easier to accept. The energy that powers the world is the key to elevating each member of our global family to a higher standard of living. And just to be clear, this higher standard would not be measured by today's guidelines, where the accumulation of goods at the expense of limited resources is the means to a better life. Rather, It's by the sustainable and holistic standards of a transformed economy that we see these elevated standards. I invite you to re-examine the items from the My World Survey and to do so with the thought of how having a source of affordable, clean, sustainable, and abundant energy would make a difference. So how can we transform the energy equation of the world in such an evolutionary way? With the understanding that Scenario 3, evolutionary transformation, is the most likely and most realistic path to our future, the following describes how the transformation of energy may unfold. The turning point of energy. When people ask me where the energy of our future will come from, I begin my answer with a question back to them. I ask, are you willing to accept an honest answer based upon the reality of our world today, or are you hoping to confirm an opinion that you already have formed for yourself? It's a good question to ask, because there's so much misinformation about energy and our future circulating that many people are genuinely confused regarding the realities of where we're headed, what's possible, and what's likely. So depending upon the way the first question is answered, if there's a follow-up question, it generally relates to what is often called free energy. Even the word free means different things to different people. In general, however, when this topic comes up, it's mentioned with regard to technologies that tap the immense energy potential that exists in the quantum realm. As an engineer, I've certainly studied the theories of free energy, zero-point energy, torsion field physics, and quantum potential throughout my adult life. I've seen what appear to be references to it on ancient temple walls, and I've heard it described in the oral traditions of indigenous elders. As a member of the Nikola Tesla Society, based in Colorado Springs in the 1980s, which was the home of Tesla's laboratory from 1899 to 1900, I had first-hand access to Tesla's lab notes, to his working models, and his insights that may have led to the free energy, also known as broadcast energy, described earlier in this program. But in all honesty, while I've seen prototypes of energy devices that work in unconventional ways, I've yet to see one that genuinely runs on what we would call free energy. Energy from a universal source delivered without wires or cables. And I've yet to see a technology that is something that you and I would like to hinge the energy needs of our daily lives upon. To be absolutely honest and absolutely blunt, is free energy possible? My answer is yes, I believe it is. Is the technology available for the commercial use of free energy today? My answer is no, not in a way that I'm personally aware of. Will this technology be available to us at some point in the future? My feeling is yes. The promising study of zero-point energy and torsion field technology does hold the potential to revolutionize the way we think of energy and ultimately the way we power our world. The last question, will we see it soon? While anything is certainly possible, in all honesty, it's probably not going to happen before the tipping points from our time of extremes appear on the horizon. And this is precisely why we need to be honest with ourselves and embrace the turning points of energy that are available to us today, immediately.